That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Happy Hour. This week we are joined by such a special guest, Anna, and this is going to be such a good episode. Normally I was just telling her how I have you guys ask questions for my guests, but I just already knew everything that I wanted us to talk about because she's in such an interesting time of her life, being a senior at University of South Carolina, and she's in her senior spring. So hi, Anna.
Yes. Hi, guys. I'm so excited to be on this with Gretchen. We've just been wanting to like have these long conversations for so long. So yeah, it's going to be really good.
I know. Have you been on a podcast before?
I've never been on a podcast.
This would be so fun.
I'm kind of loving it because I don't have to look good.
I know. And it's just like so casual and chill. I feel like you forget that like the microphone is there. Like it's just hanging out. It's so fun.
I know. Like we took so long to start this because we like kept talking.
I know. So, okay. For anyone that doesn't know who you are, tell us about yourself, like where you're from, where they can find you, social media.
Okay. So my name's Anna Hyde. I'm from Georgia. I'm like, I always say Atlanta because I'm like 20 minutes from it and everyone's like, wait, where's like Canton? Mm-hmm. But I go to school at USC, University of South Carolina, and I'm a senior. I'm a nursing major and I'm on the cheerleading team at South Carolina. I've been cheering like my whole life.
And then your Instagram and your YouTube is just your name, right? Yeah. Like Anna Hyde.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like it's all Anna Hyde, maybe a dash or a dot somewhere along the lines, but mostly Anna Hyde everywhere. Yeah.
So, okay, let's tell them how we met because I think it's so funny.
Okay, this was pre-COVID, I remember, because it was like, yes. What time was it around?
It must have been 2019. Maybe it was after I graduated. Like in the fall of 2019. And yeah. I think I was it the fall? Yeah, it was like Halloween time because I was visiting my cousin Mandy. And if you guys know my cousin Mandy, if they're like longtime followers, Anna, it is so funny. Like my followers love Mandy. Whenever she's on my vlogs, like podcasts, anything, they love Mandy. And like, I get why, she's adorable. But yeah. I was visiting my cousin Mandy for Halloween and we were at like a restaurant bar.
It was the Salty Nut Cafe.
Yes. And we were just like sitting at a booth chilling. And we must have met through Liv. Were you with Liv?
I remember because we were at different tables. I was with Liv.
Yeah.
I feel like I remember it being like a whirl all at once. Like, I think Liv was like, Anna, like, come over here. Like, you have to meet like Gretchen.
Because she knew Mandy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because they're Mandy's boyfriend is Liv's like all best guy friend group. Yes. So Liv and I hadn't even met Mandy until that night, I don't think.
Yeah.
And then I remember think Mandy introduced us. Too.
Yeah, you were like, oh, we're the same management, and I was like, wait, what? No way, because I feel like at that time, I like knew most people with our management, like I just didn't even know. So then, yeah, that's how I met you, and then I like followed you on Instagram, and I'm like, wait, she's so cute. And I remember after you walked away, Mandy was like, oh my god, she's so pretty. I was like, we were like, wow, we're like big fans over here.
Dude, no, I'm not even lying. I was so excited because like I think I was like kind of new. I signed with our management that summer, so I was kind of new and I like didn't really know anybody, so I was like, okay, my first person I'm meeting is because like I've literally watched you for like, you know, like before you signed with them, and like I've watched you before I like signed with them too, like you, just because I would always look up like before when I, cause I feel like we'll get into that, but like I started my YouTube like kind of late and like I looked up like college YouTubers, you know, like just to kind of strive for, cause like I wasn't going to strive for like those young ones that blow up, get a million, and you know what I'm saying? So I was like, I just want people who like I really look up. So like I've watched you for a while, so I was like, wow, like the first person I'm gonna meet is Gretchen. Like the fact that you were, I was like, I feel like we're very similar, and like that's why I was so excited, you know?
Yeah, I know. So it's literally, we met by like running into each other. And I remember after that, like calling our manager and being like, oh my gosh, this is so funny. Like I literally just ran into Anna and he's like, oh my God, like I didn't even know you were at USC. And like,
they probably were so not expecting that. Cause like you're up north.
They were like, wait, what? Like, how did you meet her? So that was so funny.
Did I ever tell you one time I got your HelloFresh box?
What?
It literally said Gretchen Garrity. And I was like, I'm confused how they mixed this up. Like I don't
that is so funny. I'm probably like, guys, like where is my HelloFresh? Like I'm doing a video and I'm like, where is it? And you're like, oh, I got it.
I was like, I mean,
it's
I guess.
Down here, it's in South Carolina. That is it. So funny. Okay, I hope you enjoyed.
I did. You're just yummy as always.
It's so good. Mine came yesterday and I'm like so excited for dinner tonight.
I cannot wait. I have not, like, me and my roommate says all the time, we have not, this isn't even a sponsored podcast.
Yeah,
we're saying like we sponsored. Have not like had a bad one, like, and I'm not good at cooking, so, and I've not messed one up.
I know, same. I feel like when I try to make normal recipes now, I'm like, I actually can't, like I go to the grocery and I get all the ingredients and then I mess something up and then you like way too much of something and it goes bad, and like HelloFresh is literally the best. What were our first impressions of each other? I feel like we kind of said, but mine, of you, I was just like, oh my God, she's literally so cute. Like me and Mandy were like, she's so pretty. We like her.
I literally, well, I just like I said, like I knew, and I was like, I wonder how she's going to be. Cause like you see people on YouTube and stuff, but my, like you were the like bubbly, bright, like happy. And like, I was nervous because like, I hate when people are like, I think Liv was, or Mandy was like the one who was like, you guys have the same manager. Cause I didn't want to come up and be like, we have this, like, you know, like that's annoying. So that,
hi,
I was like,
do you know who I am?
Yes. Like I hate that. Like, but so I was like, oh my God, this is so normal. Like she's so cute. Mm-hmm. She literally looks the same, acts the same, like, you know. Like,
I love when people say that, that I feel like that's the biggest compliment. Like you'd probably agree when people are like, oh my gosh, you're the same as you are on social media. And you are too. I love that you are just so genuine, like in your videos on Instagram, everything. Cause some people aren't on social media.
Like, I've definitely met like, people
and they're so different, or they'll be like crazy outgoing. Like I feel like on social media, people can be really like in their YouTube, like they can be really almost like aggressive, like really loud and like funny. And then in person, they're like, oh, hi.
Yeah, I'm like, wait. It's either that way or they're like very refined on social media and then like so different. I honestly feel like a lot of people have been like, have you seen that trend that's like vlog like you're on your private story?
No.
It's like, I've seen a couple people do it. They like, they're like vlogging like you're on my private story, like being really, and I'm like, I literally feel like I do that. Like I literally like bring my kid, like I'll like be in bed and I'll look, I'm like, I cannot believe I'm showing people this.
That's like what we do anyway.
Yeah, I'm like, it would not be different, but I know. No, that's my favorite compliment ever too. I'm like, I feel like sometimes I end up asking, I'm like, wait, like just double check. So I'm like, am I like the same? Like, cause I want to be, you know? Like,
yeah. Do people ever say you're like taller or shorter in person? I feel like I always get that.
I get that a lot from, well, I've made some TikToks like where it's like my name, my age, like blah, 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 my height. And so many people were like, I thought you were like 5'8", 5'9". And I'm like 5'4". And I'm like, that's so weird. Like, I wonder why I look taller.
I feel like I would think you were taller too. I feel like you come out and like in your Instagram pictures, I'm thinking about it. I feel like you have a taller presence. I would agree with that.
Taller present.
I must have like a shorter vibe because whenever I meet people, they're like, oh my gosh, like you're 5'9". Like they like can't believe it.
Wait, I didn't even know you were 5'9". When we met, you were sitting.
I know. Like I feel people are always like, oh my God, I thought you were like 5'2". I'm like, no.
Wait, that's so weird how height can be so distorted.
I know.
I always get scared of looks, which is so bad that every girl does. I'm like, am I a cafe? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's terrifying to me.
Yeah. I met a girl once. This is so, now we're just talking about like when we meet subscribers, but this girl was like, oh my God, you're so much prettier in person. And I was like, oh, okay.
I don't know how to take that. Like, I guess that's good.
I'm like, wait, do I look bad on my Instagram?
I guess it's better than the other way around.
Yeah, I was like, okay, if you told me I like looked good on social media and then was like that, because some people, you know what I mean, like they go crazy with like the filters and the editing. Mm-hmm. So I never wanted, that's what I always think too, like I could never really edit my Instagram pictures or something, especially because we're on YouTube. I'm like, you would just see the
you can't edit a video.
Yeah. Like it would be so obvious.
No, for sure. You can't take away anything on YouTube. So
imagine like our Instagram pictures were just completely different than how we looked on YouTube.
People would put the side and be like, girl. Like, yeah.
Tell us, what are you happy about this week? Because that's something we always do on this podcast. It's really fun.
I love that. Okay, this week I'm happy about, well, first of all, I'm home for the weekend. And I think that's what I'm most excited about. Like, for me, it's kind of difficult for me to get home during the school year just because, like, we normally have practice Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I normally have nursing clinicals all day Thursday. So like, it's very hard for me to get home because it's a 4-hour drive. And I know that's not a lot to some people, but I'm not a huge driver. Like sometimes I'll just get anxious or like, I don't know. It's just like a lot for me to drive home. So I'm very thankful. I told myself I had an 8-hour clinical Thursday. I said, Anna, like, you're going to come home. You're not going to nap. You're going to pack and you're going to go home. Like, you're going to go home for the weekend because it's our last weekend not having a Friday practice. And then I just wanted to come home. And my biggest, I was telling my roommate and I was like, I'm so like, I'm nervous. I won't be able to like drive home after this clinical. And she was like, Anna, like get some motivation. Think about your dad, like use that as your motivation. So I literally like FaceTimed him. Like he was smiling. He was so excited. I was like, all right, this is what makes me happy. This is what's going to get me through this drive and this clinical. And so now I'm home and I'm so happy I did it. So that's what's
making me happy. So happy that you're home.
He literally, like, he's my favorite person ever. Like he just, I got home, like my bed made, like dinner on the table, like we watched TV all night, like I don't know that. So that's what's making me happy. So
I know whenever I would come home from college, my dad would text me and be like, girls, like we need a grocery list, like I need to know the menu, like what am I cooking?
Yes, it's the best to go home.
Wait, is your brother home too?
Yeah, he's probably still asleep. Like he's literally like, I had to go in and get this off when I'm not, I don't know, like when I'm not away, he steals he has like gaming central in his room. He'll steal the office chair, my chair. Sometimes he'll steal my sheets for his friends. And I'm like, I still like live here kind of like.
He like wears all my stuff.
Yeah. So.
So
yeah,
is he in high school or is he in college too?
He's in his freshman year at college, but I always joke with his friends, like my brothers, and I'll literally be like, y'all are still in high school because with Corona, they go to KSU, which is right by my house. So they have not been on campus. I said, when have y'all been on campus? They said, we went to the bookstore one. Bless their hearts. They have not. I tried to do a video on asking college boys questions, but they literally were like, we haven't been to like a frat party. We haven't been. I'm like, bless y'all's hearts. Like,
you're like, okay, this like isn't working.
I'm like, I need answers. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to need to do it with my college friends.
I so relate to that going home during college. It's just like so special when you get to go home and you're just, it's like so comforting and you like have a break for a weekend. Cause I feel like in college, especially like when you live with a bunch of friends, it's just like always so much going on. Home and just like relax and like be a human for a sec.
A lot of my friends like live like right in the surrounding area, so like it's not, or a lot of times they're like, I don't like going home. And I'm like, I feel like it's nice because like if it was right near my college and I'd go home with too much or like it'd get old, but now it's like such a treat to go home. And like I have a huge test next Friday, so I'm like, I need this weekend to decompress. Okay, dude, on my YouTube, I always accidentally say decompose and people literally crack up at me because that's literally not the right word. It's totally the opposite. Decompress is what I try to say.
I was like, I have to decompose.
Like, isn't that like rotting or something? Yes. Like that's so everyone like laughs at me. I'm like, okay, decompress. But that I'm so decompressing funny. This weekend.
Okay, and then do you have a like, this can be so vague, but like a happy quote, like a favorite saying, something you live by. I know you're religious, so I don't know if you have like a favorite Bible verse, anything like that.
I feel like I can't ever like narrow down a Bible verse, but one of my favorite, just the motto of like not caring what other people think, and not in a sense of like, F y'all, like, you know, but more like just living your own vibe, doing what you want, being happy, literally not caring. Because my whole life, like, I've just always been so like, I don't mean the social media wise, I mean this like living your life wise, like caring what people think, like if they care what I'm wearing or if we all wear the same thing, if I look different. Like this year, I feel like especially I've started like, I don't care if I wear this. I don't care if I look like this. I like it. Like, I like what makes me happy and I'm going to do it. And honestly, mm-hmm. it's made me so much happier. I don't know if that makes sense at all, but that's kind of like, you know.
No, it did. You have to just do it for you and like wear what makes you happy. Like, yes. Do what you want to do just for you and like not caring what other people think. That reminded me, I don't know if you know Tori J. Simone, but I like love her. She lives not that far from me and she has mm-hmm. a spin studio, does like YouTube, Instagram, and she has a podcast. And when she was on my podcast, she talked about this quote, or it was like a quote she read on Instagram, and it said like, document the times that you feel happiest, like what you're wearing, who you're with, like take mm-hmm. photos and remember and like repeat. And
I love that.
It's like, you just have to live like in the way that makes you the happiest, regardless of what other people think. Like,
yeah.
Take note of what you're wearing. Like, you can wear whatever you want to wear, like surround yourself with whoever you want to be friends with. Like, it,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to like live up to anyone else's expectations.
I love that, because taking pictures, capturing it and all that. I used to be so insecure about like vlogging or taking too many pics, because like a lot of my friends don't do that. And so I would be mm-hmm. like, I'm scared I'm going to get judged, like blah, blah, blah. But like, then I was like, you know what? I don't care. Like, it makes me happy to capture my life like that. And I know mm-hmm. everyone can't relate, but like, I'm honestly blessed. A lot of people were like, how do your friends not get annoyed? I'm honestly blessed, you know, cause like they enjoy it too. So mm-hmm. like, that's why, like, I'm blessed to be able to be comfortably like filming my life. But I honestly genuinely like it, because like, yes, the subscribers are amazing and the followers are amazing. And I love that part. But like, honestly, like, I can't wait to like look back and like watch this. Like, my, can you like, do you ever think about like your kids can mm-hmm. watch? Like,
and that's such good advice too, for anyone listening that wants to, you know, start a YouTube or social media, whatever they want to do. I just think like, I was so blessed too with having friends that were so comfortable like being in my videos and just supportive. And I feel like if you have friends that, like, I did have friends in the beginning in high school that were like, you started a YouTube channel, that's so weird, like people are gonna,
it's so rough in high school,
you know, like some of my friends were mean, and then they just like weren't really my friends anymore. Like, the friends right. that stuck around and that I like put effort into our friendship and our relationship, they were like the supportive ones. And I think mm-hmm. if you have friends that are being rude about like whatever you want to start, maybe you should consider if they're like real friends, you know?
Exactly. Like, they don't even have to have the same interests as you. Like, I know I started kind of late and I was nervous about it. Like, my roommates, it was like sophomore year college. I remember I was filming, for some reason, it's still my most popular video. And I don't know why, because I was so embarrassing, but I literally put it up. And we lived in like an apartment. It was us four, and the rooms were side by side by side. And I'm so close to my roommate, so I don't know why I felt the need to whisper, but it's a whole, like 20 minutes straight of me being like, okay, so now I'm gonna like curl my, like, and I would just be so embarrassed, and I don't know why, but like, it was just so funny. And like, I don't know, I remember, what was it, junior year, I came out with like merch for a hot second, just because I wanted to try it, see it, experiment and stuff. And I just remember there was this girl at my school, like, she just like put me on blast, like all over Snapchat, like making fun of me, like, and at first I was like crying, because I was like, this is so embarrassing, like, blah, blah, blah. But then like, first of all, my friends were comforting me, but I was like, guys, like, you're my friends. Like, I know you're being nice. She was older too. So all her friends texted me. It was all these cool girls I look up to. And they were like, Anna, like, we swear, we don't even think what she thinks. Like, we think you're so cool. Like, we love what you do. Like, we literally mm-hmm. think it's so cool. So do not take what she's saying, because everyone like literally does, you know what I'm saying? So like, don't think just because like one person hates, like, that everyone like agrees with them, you know? Like, it's just like, totally. You can't. And like, I'm so glad, like, I'm not saying I'm 100% bulletproof. Like, yeah, I'll get a comment here and there. Well, I'll be like, okay, like, I'll be upset. But like, mm-hmm. it's just really helped me to have that mindset of like, I can go look at Pinterest quotes, because there has to be a way to put that into words.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hate that whenever people are rude, especially when you're like in high school or college, and they're just like targeting you and like making fun of you, like, that's more of a reflection on them than you anyway.
Exactly.
Like, I always think like, this is embarrassing for you that you're like taking the time to like be hateful and rude. Like, exactly. Everyone's gonna see that and be like, why are you being a mean person, you know?
Yeah. Like, and don't. Like, I don't know why we think that everyone's gonna side with it. Like, most people nowadays will be like, realize that that's not good behavior, you know? So
totally. So from the beginning, so you're from Georgia, like you said, did you always want to go to USC in specific, or are you just like, I want to go to a big football school and cheer?
Okay, I've always lived in Georgia, and like, I just, it's so crazy how different I was in high school. Like, I always wonder how different I would be, but I just remember I didn't apply to that many schools. I applied to first of all, I applied to Alabama, South Carolina, mm-hmm. and then KSU, just kind of like a backup, because it's right by, and it's getting bigger, all my friends go there. Mm-hmm. So it got down, I went to Alabama, I toured it. I don't know. I loved it. It was a really big campus, but I almost thought it was too big. Like on our tour, I remember we had to take the bus around and I was like, whoa. Like, but South Carolina, I went with my parents and like, it was just, the campus is beautiful. Like there's brick everywhere. You walked everywhere. I just felt really at home. Mm-hmm. And first of all, I knew I wanted cheer was the center of my universe in high school. Like I was obsessed. Like Stingrays, I don't know if anybody knows, like all-star cheer world, it's a different world. Like it's insane. It just literally is my life. Like that's the least I can say. Like I did at Stingrays, if anybody knows what any cheer fans, like Stingrays is like a pretty well-known like world gym. And so I think like that's where a lot like I started, but I would be so obsessed. I would play cheer music all the time in the car. I don't know. But so I just knew like I wanted to continue cheerleading and I wanted to cheer for a big SEC school. But with that came, I was like, I can't give up all-star cheer. Like I can't, like, I want to do it, but I was like, you have to let go. You have to do it. So that's why it came down to USC and KSU, because if I went to KSU, you can do this thing called super senioring for all-star cheer. And so I'm not like downplaying that at all. Like I would have loved to do that, but I also knew like, I want to get out of my comfort zone. Like I want to go to a big school. And then UGA, this is so funny. I sat down to apply. There was 3 essays and I said, never mind. So first of all, that's awful. Don't do that if you're listening. Just write the essays. But I don't regret it because number one, they don't have nursing. Number two, they don't have a competition cheer team. I feel like a lot of y'all are gonna be surprised by that because I was so shocked when I heard they didn't have
nursing. I'm shocked.
Like, isn't that insane?
By both of those. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, so they don't have a comp. I think they used to have a comp cheer team. I don't know, but so that I just know it wouldn't. And I think it's awesome because I have so many best friends. Carly's one of them that go to Athens. So I'm in Athens a lot anyway. So USC was honestly the perfect choice for me. I remember waking up on move out day. My mom was like, okay, let's go. Me sobbing, breaking down. I was like, maybe I should just go to KSU and cheer. Like I was like, I kid you not, I cried up until they left me. I remember we had a sorority rush meeting and my mom, like they were literally like, honey, we have to leave or else you're never gonna. And like, keep in mind, I'm like, what, 18, 19, I don't even remember, 19, probably 18, I'm young. And I was like literally crying in my room with these new sweet mates I just met. And they were like, it's okay. So I just like, I was not sold, fully sold, honestly, until the first, it took me a long time. This goes into, I don't know if I should go into the next part, but it took me a long time to like choose and really like where I was at.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's so normal. And that sounds so similar to my cousin Mandy at USC too. I remember her first week or two, she would call me every day and she would be like, I hate this place. I'm transferring to BU. Yes. Like she got that like guaranteed, maybe like sophomore, like transfer or maybe second semester transfer, whatever it was. And she's like, I'm transferring. Like, I hate this place. Like it's so different than home. And cause she's from Long Island. So it was just like completely different. And she hated it. And then like a month in, she's like, wait, I think I like it here. I think I'm making some friends. It's okay.
That's what, and I tried talking about this on YouTube video. I try to talk about it so much because I feel like college is portrayed, like, especially like 15 second TikToks. It's like rage, party, perfect life, sorority, beach. Like, and I just want people to know, like, probably my whole, it took me the first semester, I remember Christmas break, I probably cried almost every day. I was like, I'm not having fun. I think it's because like at college, there's such a party culture. And like, I know I was not huge on that in high school. And like, I didn't get into that until college. So I was not used to it. So I used the word, this is about like, I don't know. I just felt like gross, like at college, like everyone was like we were in dorms. Like I couldn't, my pantry was pulling out drawer, and now people don't have the dorm experience as much. Like so many freshmen have like apartments, but I honestly was not happy. I would lay in my bed. I thought I'd get to college and I would make a friend group and it'd be perfect. But like, people don't understand that doesn't happen right away, and that's okay. And I wish somebody told me that, because I was freaking out, like swept off my feet. Like, it just took me some adjusting to get used to until I went home for Christmas break and came back. And that's when everything started clicking and falling into place.
Yeah. I think that's really relatable for a lot of people going into college. That first semester is like such a transition. The rug is literally ripped out from under you. You're like, I don't know how to like be on my own, and my parents aren't cooking me food. And like, I don't even know if these people are my real friends yet. And like, what if my friends change? I feel like it takes so long to solidify your friend group, and everyone feels that pressure of like you get there and you look around and you're like, everyone already has their friends. Like, how does everyone already have friends? Like, I am, you know, I just got here. Yeah. I think it's just like,
all in your head because everyone is trying to figure out friends. Like everyone is really like finding their friend group their whole freshman year. And mm-hmm. I think so many people, when I rushed, everyone said their first semester hated it, didn't have friends, wanted to transfer, wanted to go home. Like, and then second semester, maybe sophomore year, they're like, wait, I think I like it here. I'm starting to make some friends. Or a lot of people switch friends too. Like the friends you make right away might not mm-hmm. be your friend group for the whole rest of college. And I think that's so normal. You know, like it takes so much time.
That's like, I know. And I wish I could listen to this podcast going in. And I feel like a lot mm-hmm. of people are. So I think that's really good to tell because like, it is so, it's so toxic. Like the social, like just comparing and like, it's not people's fault. Like you're not going to post you crying in bed, obviously, but like just everybody goes through it. And the friend thing, like you said, like I, half the people I met freshman year, like I don't like talk to anymore, you know, like, mm-hmm. and I think it's really big. Like I would encourage everybody like, to get like, I know cheer was it for me, but like there's so many things, whether it's a sorority, whether it's like a little like Christian group, like all there's so many different like little activities, what is our called Young Life, and like there's just so many things you can get involved with, even people in your classes, like because I know freshman year it's you have those core classes, like it is like there's so many different outlets you can like meet people. And I'm not saying you have to meet that group and be like let's be best friends, like mm-hmm. you know, like just like it's just like really good to like see people and it'll just click and it'll fall in place. And like, it just takes time. So just people give it a minute. Like I didn't, cause I remember like Mandy did, I tried to transfer to UGA. I was like, mm-hmm. I don't even care if they don't have nursing. I'm going to do this for 2 years then transfer. Like I was being like, very rash, very crazy. And like,
yes,
I don't know.
I think everyone feels that way though. And you just pointed out a really great point. I feel like, especially if you're at a big school, like you were, like I was, have to sort of find a way to like, narrow it down, whether it be your classes or you're going to join a sorority or you're going to cheer. Cause I think I got so lucky that I was rowing in the beginning. So I felt like I had this friend group sort of immediately, just like my rowing team. And so I think if you start with like any of those smaller clubs or groups, like that's so helpful because it goes from being like 20,000 people undergrad where you're like, oh my God, where are my friends hiding?
Yeah.
And then you have a smaller group and it's like way more manageable and you don't have to force it and be like, okay, so we're all gonna be best friends, but you just like let it happen naturally. And it's so much easier than like, if you don't get involved and you're at this big school, it can be so scary.
I didn't even think about that. Like, that's so true. The size of the school, I'm sure it's good to do the same thing at smaller schools, but like mm-hmm. when I'll walk on campus and I'll literally like, I see like 100 new different, like, I don't see the same person probably twice. Like, it's insane. Like how mm-hmm. many people. And like, I don't know, like you said, rowing for me cheer, like it was kind of like a safe spot, but also like that also did freak me out too. Cause like I said, I was so obsessed with cheer and like college cheerleading is a different world than all-star. So that also took me for a loop too. Like it's mm-hmm. just on hard floor. It's different vibe. Like, so that was freaking me out as well. And like, I don't know, it was just an insane adjustment, but mm-hmm. looking back, I'm like, wow. Like, and I don't know how freshmen this year are doing it with this pandemic. Like,
I know it's so hard. We feel for you out there.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even imagine. Like, it makes it a million times harder to make friends. You're not like mm-hmm. running into people like on campus and like, most people aren't even in person for class. So it's like really so hard.
You, what do you do? Just like Zoom
message someone on Zoom. Like, hey girl, like your outfit.
You look fun. I've seen people. Yeah. I like your like shirt.
Literally.
No, but I've seen people on TikTok. Like it's so, it breaks. Cause like some people will be like, I go to this university. Like, does anybody want to be friends? I'm like, yes, girl. Mm-hmm. Like put yourself out there. I don't know. It's so hard. And like, I feel like that's why social media is good in a way, because I've seen so many positive things of people commenting, like even if I do like a day in my life, everyone come like, hey, I go here. I want to be friends. And I'm like, yeah, like, let's go like get caught. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's another positive thing about social media.
Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about Framebridge. If you remember when I talked about Framebridge before, they're amazing. I love them so much. If you didn't know, they make it easier and more affordable than ever to frame your favorite things without ever leaving your house. From art prints and posters to the photos sitting on your phone, you can Framebridge just about anything. You can send them a digital photo or mail in a literal photo or poster. I sent in my degree. For example, if you guys remember, I got my degree framed and they cover a prepaid label to get your products in the mail. And by the way, the package to send my degree back in got here so quick, you guys. And once I shipped my degree to them in it, they got it so quick and got to framing. Framebridge is also the perfect way to give easy and thoughtful gifts. In literally just minutes, you can turn a photo from your phone into one of your best gifts ever. So how it works is you'll just go to framebridge.com and upload your photo, or they'll send you packaging, like I said, to safely mail in your physical piece. You can preview your item online in dozens of frame styles and gallery wall layouts. You'll choose your favorite, and the experts at Framebridge will custom frame your item, and your finished piece will be delivered. A handcrafted personalized gift from Framebridge starts just at $39, and all shipping is free. Plus, you guys will get 15% off your first order at framebridge.com when you use the code HAPPYHOUR. I'm so happy I finally framed my degree with Framebridge, you guys. It looks so nice. You can see what it looks like over my vlogs. So good for framing family photos. They look so nice, super high quality. They also frame things like concert tickets, jerseys, everything that can be framed, they will frame it. So get started today, frame your photos, or send someone the perfect gift. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code HAPPYHOUR to save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to framebridge.com, promo code HAPPYHOUR. So you don't forget, it's framebridge.com, promo code HAPPYHOUR, all caps. One word, you guys are gonna love. I love how amazing my degree turned out. It looks so nice, and I can't wait to use Framebridge to frame other pieces I have in my home. And now let's get back into the episode.
That's so good that we just talked about all of that, because I was gonna say, like, talk about making friends in college. It's something that, like, Everyone struggles with, but no one, and I wish that we had this podcast or like Mandy telling us as freshmen, like, it's okay, Like your friends are gonna change. It takes a minute. Cause I know, like, some of my friends will be like, but Mandy, like, is so happy, she has like all these friends, whatever, and I'm like, yeah, but you didn't see like her first semester where she would like cry every day.
Exactly. And like, that's how I think I had such a good friend group in high school, and I was very close, and so that's why I was freaked out on college right away. And now I do so much, but it was like, it doesn't happen right away. And like, I think it's because if I went to KSU, I know I would have had the same friend group from high school and never branched out. And like, That's totally okay if you're that kind of person who like keeps the same friend group throughout your life. That's like awesome too. But like, I'm very glad because now all of us went to different places. We all have our different friend groups. And we've even been like where I've visited their college and I've met their friend groups. And like,
yeah,
I just think that's so cool to me. Cause like, just you, now you have so many different people all over.
Yeah, totally. Okay. I want to ask you about nursing. Did you always want to do nursing? Like growing up, were you always like, I want to be a nurse?
This is a funny story because I'm very rash on my decisions. Like I'll be like, I want to do this. Actually, no, I want to do this. Like when I put my mind to something, I'm either doing it now or like, it's not, like, you know what I'm saying? So Like I, it's always been in my head, and I knew I want to do something with kids, and I just love interacting with kids. It was always the part about like the gross part that like always like would hinder me, like, you know? And so one year, it was my senior year of high school, I had salmonella, and I don't know if anybody's heard of it like this, but I don't know why I had it so bad. I got food poisoning from fried rice. I was in the hospital for 2 weeks. I didn't eat a single thing for 2 weeks. I was on a feeding tube. Like,
oh my God.
I couldn't stand up without like almost passing out. Like I had assistance. Like it was the most insane thing ever. Like so crazy. And like, then I had the sweetest, most amazing nurse. She went to Clemson. Like she was so cute. And like, I just remember her forever. And I was like, wow, I really just feel like you remember your nurse and stuff. And then At the same time, that also turned me off because she had to like clean up my gross, like, you know, like all that stuff. And I was like,
yeah,
I don't know what to do because I love the people, I love the difference, but it's also gross. So I went in freshman year. This story is, it's very confusing. So, but I feel like it will help a lot of people. So I went in and like out of state tuition is very expensive, obviously. And like, I don't know if people know about this, but it's called the Academic Common Market. I think it's more South schools. I'm not sure, but it's where if you choose a major from a list, so I plug in Georgia and South Carolina, and if you choose a major from that list and they don't have it in Georgia, but they have it in South Carolina, you get in-state tuition. So my and for cheerleading, you don't get in-state until your sophomore year. So my parents are like, let's try to find a way to get you in-state. Like, if not, it's totally fine, but like, we just want to help and stuff. So I found sports management and I was like, cool. Like I could see myself doing that, but also I kind of knew I wanted to do nursing. Mm-hmm. So I went into sports management, but I also kind of advised myself and to stay on the nursing path. It wasn't a big deal because it was core classes, but I kind of like switched up my schedule because I was like, okay, cool. Anna, you're going to switch sophomore year and be on track with nursing, get in state. Just Me thinking I'm finessing, like, you know, little Do I know I get to go change my major. And I get a letter saying, you are denied to change your major. And I literally was like, huh? I was like, you can do that? So here's me thinking, and keep in mind, I still like was in my stage where I was like, I hate it. I'm transferring. I was like sobbing. I was like, this is the end of the world. Like, I literally was being so dramatic. I was like, this is the end of the world. I can't change my major. Like, what do I do? Like, freaking out. My parents were so sweet. I remember they like came and visited. My dad literally on a paper plate drew out my plan. They're like, we're going to switch. Like, they helped me get a game plan. So I slowed down my plan. I said, okay, Anna, we're still going to stay on track for nursing. We're going to get better grades. We're going to bring those grades up and we're going to try and switch again. So I stayed. It set me back. So I am, I don't know if you know this, but I'm a semester behind. So I have another semester next fall. Honestly, now I'm very thankful. I'm very grateful that happened. So I switched my major nursing. I got better grades. I got in this time. And at this time I would have been a year behind, but my school, I know every school with nursing is different, but my school has either a fall start or a summer start. I really didn't want to do summer start, but I was like, if I did summer start, I'd graduate one semester late versus a year late, you know? So I was like, you know what? Just do it. Like, give up some vacations this summer. Here, little do I know, a pandemic came. So it was perfect. Not perfect, the pandemic, but everyone was miserable. So I was like, I might as be miserable in nursing the first semester. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, like staying busy.
Right. It worked out because I was in school. It was like, imagine doing like your first semester at upper division during a pandemic where even the hospital nurses, like the first few weeks, we couldn't go into the hospitals because they were like, no offense, but we don't know what we're doing yet. Like, we have to figure this out ourselves. Like, we don't know how to deal with these people. So what they did was we had this class called pharmacology and they put that first. So they, and that one has no clinical, like in clinical, it means you go into the hospital with patients. That's what clinical means. I know I say that a lot and it's probably confusing, but so they put the pharmacology class, the really hard class, and condensed it into a month. So we did that. And then when the hospital started to be like, okay, you guys can come in, because we know what protocols to take. We know where to put you guys. So that's when we started going to clinical. And that's when I started my experience. But it was a journey to get here, to say the least. So whenever I struggle and like have a bad day, I remember how hard I fought to even get my major to be nursing, you know?
Totally. I think so many people can relate to that. Not knowing that there's like certain thing, like benchmarks you have to hit maybe to like transfer into a different college or transfer to a different major. Cause the same thing happened to me when I started off as bio and I wanted to switch into the business school. And you have like two chances to get like a certain grade in these classes to transfer in or else they like don't accept you. And so it is so scary. And then you have those hard moments and you're like, oh, like, why am I in nursing? Why am I in business? Whatever. And then you're like, okay, no, I work my butt off to get here. Like, I can do it. Like,
it's exactly. Hard. And like, I think I was just so frustrated because you go into freshman orientation and they're like, change, like, we encourage you, like, you're going to change your major a bunch of times. And then I was like, here I am trying. And you're literally telling me no. But I realized like nursing, like, it's a different breed. Like, and I've heard businesses that too. I know the business school also requires you to apply to change your major. I know there's a lot of majors where you can just do it yourself online. So definitely research. If you have, I say, if you're a freshman going in, you don't know what you want to do, that's totally okay. Definitely do your research. And I would write a couple down on a sheet of paper and look up the criteria for each of those and just make sure it's like not the like super insanely hard to switch. You know what I'm saying? That's what I wish I told myself, like look up nurse, look up the prereqs, like all the stuff. The good thing is core classes, like a lot of them are the same and a lot of them you can like jumble
apply
around.
Apply to different majors.
And I know every nursing school is different, but a lot of people are like, what was your GPA? Like, how'd you get, like, how did my school does it where they just, we don't take any, I know people take like the TEAS test or something. We don't take any like certain tests. We just, they put your GPAs in order from your first 3 years. They put a line. If you're above that line, you're in, below, you're out. And it's just crazy because I just like was, I thankfully got in my first try and I was like, I was just like, I cannot imagine if like, it's just so hard. You're 2 years in, either change your major or switch to another school and leave everything, you know?
I know. And as far as like picking a major when you're 18 years old and you're like, wait, I need to decide the rest of my life right now. It's so hard. And I've heard that, I think it's over like 60% or 70% of people switch because you're 18 and you don't know what you want to. Even I was sure, I was like, I'm going to be a dentist or an orthodontist.
Yeah,
and then I was what am I doing? No, I'm not.
Wait a minute. No, it's seriously, it's like, I forget we were 18. Like I couldn't, I didn't even do my own laundry yet, cook. Like my parents did so. Like, I can't believe they're like, choose what you want to do for the rest of your life. Like, so I just want, like, I hope people know, like, don't feel like you're a failure if you get to your class and you're like, I can't do this. That's okay. Like, if you're like me, take another semester, it's fine. And half the time changing your major doesn't even put you that behind, you know?
Like, yeah, I know mine didn't, because I was lucky. I had all those like classes that they have pretty much every major take anyway, or it can apply to your major somehow. So I was still on track. And I think that's such good college advice in general, to be like, it's okay if you don't know. Like my sister was undecided through her sophomore year. And I think like sophomore year spring, they were like, hey girl, like you really have to choose a major. Hey, like you're about to be a junior. Like you need something. She's like, oh, I can't just like stay undecided. Like
imagine graduating undecided.
And undecided in general.
Well, that's why I was like, nursing or teaching. Those kind of nice. Like they kind of lay it out for you. Like I get my schedule handed to me. I don't even get to make it, which is kind of nice.
It's very like structured. Like,
yes. Very structured.
I love your story of, as sad as it is that you had like horrible food poisoning and like salmonella in the hospital. But I feel like so many people have those stories of being like, okay, so this crazy thing happened and it made me realize I want to be a doctor. I want to be a nurse. I want to be whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's like so cute that you never forget your nurse. Cause then you'll be like that for people.
I remember the faces and like, I made a TikTok last night, I think, saying, cause like, I know why I did it, but then I want people to like think about it. And like, I was like, just comment any nurse students, comment the reason why you want to be a nurse or why you got into nursing. And I got some of the coolest comments. Like, I think it's really refreshing. And I didn't do it just for me. I did it for other people to see. And like, it was so cool. People had their own personal stories. Some people just wanted to help people. Like, it was just really cool. And like, I encourage you, if you're ever feeling defeated, either like ask other people why they do it. Or honestly, what I find myself doing is looking up YouTube videos on like nursing or nursing people. Like, and then it inspires me, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of what I do when I'm down. And yeah, when I need a refresher.
Totally. I feel like that would help so many of you that are listening, that are like going into college, or even if you're in like your first year and you're like, oh my God, what am I doing? What's going on? Like, don't worry, because everyone feels lost. Like even the people that really know what they want to do in their major, like I did with being a dentist, end up switching anyway. So like, it's fine.
Yeah, they may look like they know what they're doing, but nobody has never not had a freak out about their major and questioned if they want to do it. So it's totally okay.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Would you say you balance social media, school, personal life? Because it's so much going on with college, and you're doing YouTube, and you're doing TikTok, and you're doing Instagram. Like, how do you have a balance with everything? Like, how do you stay sane over there?
I would say that is my number one question. And I just, sometimes my roommates will laugh because, like, I'm kind of known as like the hot mess that, no, I said this in a video, I'm organized chaos. That's what I am. That is literally.
I so relate to that. I feel like I was the same way in college. Like I figured it all out. I got it all done, but there would be some nights I would stay up till like 5 a.m. or whatever. You know what I mean?
That is literally me. Like you, it looks like I have it together. And I would say I have it together because I get it done. Just like getting these tasks done for me, I feel like look like is enough in itself. So that's why, like, there's no way I can make them perfect or pretty. Does that make sense? Like,
yes.
Like every morning I can't get up and make like this perfect aesthetic breakfast and coffee and morning affirmations, which by the way, I want to start doing. I got a journal, but half the time I don't have time for a lot of that stuff, you know? So like I'll like say how I like think of a day. Like I try to wake up early. I used to not do that, so that was a big adjustment for me, but I realized I can't get this stuff done if I don't wake up early starting like now. So I'll wake up like, and not early, like if I don't have clinical days are 5 a.m. so that's early. Class days are 8 a.m. so, but if I have a choice, I do 9 or 10, but I normally don't. So I'll wake up, I always start with breakfast and coffee just because my mind won't wake up. I don't know how people just go work out without like coffee or food. Like I can't do that. But I'm not a morning workout person, so I don't do that. I normally start by either, I normally start by doing either homework or just schoolwork, just something like that. And then when I get tired of that, like I'll need a break. That's when I use my workout as kind of like a break, like a mind break, a body break. So that's why I do schoolwork up until like, and then I'll kind of, it's almost like a reward then. So then I'll go work out, sweat it out. If I'm angry, sad, stressed out, get it out in the gym, come back, then reward from that with a lunch. I kind of like choose like, you know, like I'll do a task and then like a reward, like I'll make my favorite smoothie bowl or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then I'll come back and then I'll either, if I have errands, I'll put them on with the like lunch, like tanning, grocery shopping, etc. If not, I'll come back, shower. And then that's the time I take for like any social media. So that's like late afternoon. So that's when I'll like either edit a YouTube video, post one, film a haul, film brand deals. That's when I'll get that done. And then dinner. And then normally if it's cheer practice, I'll go to that. And cheer practice, it's honestly not as big of a commitment as people think. It's Monday. I know other sports are like morning workouts, this. Ours isn't like totally insane. Like we call ourselves halfleets because we're not technically NCAA, which on the low works out for me because I can, that's the only reason I can do all these like things.
Wait, you're so lucky. Cause I have so many issues with the NCAA and rowing and like YouTube. Oh yeah. Like I couldn't, for the longest time, I couldn't do any brand deals with my YouTube videos. And then finally they like made an exception for me because they said that what I was doing online was completely separate and had nothing to do with rowing. But because of that, I couldn't talk about being an athlete. I couldn't show any rowing apparel. I couldn't talk about anything rowing. Like I posted a video, my roommate had a rowing sweatshirt on and the NCAA was like, take it down. Like it was insane.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. No, I would not. That's like upsetting because you probably wish you could have like recorded a lot of that.
I know. And then so right as I quit, I was like, everyone, this is
here's
what went
everything.
On. And I like said everything, but.
That's yeah. So, oh my, I didn't even think about that.
But yeah, so you're lucky that you're like not
under those rules. Yeah, a lot of people forget about that. And that's why like, I feel like that's like a big aspect of my channel because not a lot of sports people can show that. And like, that's, and also it helps me because that's why I can do what I do because our schedule, we practice Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and we practice at the same place football practices. So we can't even get in the facility till 7 to 9. So I can get my whole day done, you know, and then we just have night practice. So it's not as like insane as people think, but like, that's why I just make sure on cheer days, really like get your stuff done. Because if I have a test the next day, like if I have cheer practice, some days if it's a test the next day, I have to like say, Anna, like go and get a coffee, go to your friend's house, don't even lay in bed. But most days I'm out for the count after practice. So that's why I just kind of have to just be aware what I have that day and just like try to get done the night before. But I would say nursing is the hardest to balance out of anything. Like cheer, I can manage. Social media, I love. It's not like I love doing it. So it's easy to manage. Nursing, it's hard because say you have, like I have a test to study for and then I have a YouTube video I want to make the thumbnail. What am I going to do? I'm probably going to make the thumbnail and upload this cute video or make it, you know what I'm saying? So that's why it's hard. And sometimes I literally need to throw my phone across the room. Like I literally need to do that because that's the hardest thing. And like, I do a pretty good job of keeping my social life, still having a social life and doing nursing. A lot of people don't do that. And like, yeah, they get the A's and that's fine with me. Like I'll take my B's and like my path. Like I always tell myself, like once I got nursing school, like I just want to get that degree, you know, like I'm still gonna try. I still study my booty off, but like I can't shoot for A's or else I will not be mentally okay.
I know at some point, like you need to be a human and have like your mental health. Cause I hate the saying, like no one listening be mad, but it's kind of true. Like people at BU would just be like, all right, well C's get degrees. Cause I'm not about to like go insane over here and like lock myself in my room for a day to study. And I get an A, but then like, I'm going crazy and I haven't like talked to my friends or like ate a normal meal. You know what I mean? So it's like, you got to try to find a balance. Cause it can get quite like, you could fill your whole day with like studying and doing homework, I'm sure. But you're like, okay, we got to like pick and choose our battles here.
That's exactly how I am. And like, I think it's hugely important for like, for me, what keeps me sane, like I would not make it through nursing school without a study group. Like I encourage you, if you're in any major, like get a study group because we make it fun. Like we would go to like, we'll go to library or coffee shop and we'll literally like, we'll study. And like, it's good hearing other people's knowledge. And like, it's so like, we read the outline. I
I'll be on the test and I'll hear their voices. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll just think of it like that. Plus we have fun. Like, we'll take a break for a dance party. We'll go get food together. Like, I feel like that's what keeps me sane too. And like, I don't know, I'll reward my, so like, say I have an exam Friday and all my friends are like, let's go hang out Friday night. I'll be like, yes. Like, so now I'm gonna study for this exam because I want to do good on this exam so I can go celebrate with my friends, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's
I
really
know, I like how you think of doing things to like reward yourself after.
I'm
I
feel huge
like that
on
can
that.
Be so helpful because you're like, okay, if I can just like just get the studying over with, then I can go make my smoothie bowl, or like then I can go do my workout.
Yeah,
I mean, that's so cute.
I feel like I can't get like it's like good, but I'm also like, I need something, like, or I'll go make an iced coffee, for example. Like, I just can't just be like doing it and get like, that's bad, but like, I mean, it works, you know?
No, I think that's so good. And that's, I feel like that's something I'm working on, like more like balance, because I would just, I'd plan out my day in my planner and I would be like, okay, from 8 to 6 PM, I would fill it up with like podcasts, edit this, post this, record this. And then there's no breaks for like food or like,
right.
Like sit down for a second and breathe, or like scroll on your phone, text your mom, call your sister,
watch
whatever.
Netflix.
And it's like, you need to put in those moments of like self-care or like a break, or you literally go crazy. And I really like what you said about taking a workout as a break, because I feel like I've always been the type of person where I force myself to work out in the morning, when realistically I feel like I'm you and it's just doesn't work for me, because I make myself get up early and I'm like, wait, but I'm so tired. I'm not even like getting the most out of my workout.
You're
here.
Not going
like,
to enjoy it. Yeah.
Like, I have to eat something first. Like, I struggle with it. And I had one friend in college who would always have their workouts in the afternoon. And I'm like, yeah, but that's like the middle of the day. Like, don't you have stuff to do? Like, you have to study. And they're like, no, like I get my classes done. And then, so I have a break and I work out and then I do homework later, 'cause I just got to like refresh and reset for a second. And I think that's such a good idea to like break up your day.
I feel like that. I never thought about it like that. Like, I just do it. I haven't thought about it, but now that my roommate started asking me and I was like, you know, I actually like, why don't you do it in the morning? I'm like, like you said, because like first I'm half asleep, I probably will stop the workout early because I'm not having fun. Like, and it's not like, I'm not saying I have a blast running, but like, it's like a good mind break. And I also like, when I work out, I think not a lot of people do this. A lot of people listen to music, but I'll literally set up YouTube and I'll catch up on my, like, I'll literally watch YouTube videos while I'm running. And 'cause like, then I'll just distract myself. So I don't know. It definitely takes my mind off things. And that, I feel like that's, I think I'm like a huge preacher, like on my YouTube video, of like we said, those mental health breaks, you know, like self-care, all that. I'm huge on that. Also, this is huge for me. Like, I just got a planner that just came in but I, on my phone, I have a running notes list, and I say Monday, blah, blah. So every night before, I know most people do this, but like, I have to plan. Like, if I don't have a plan for the next day, at least a rough draft, then like the things won't get done or I'll forget. So I definitely have a plan of what I need to do. And that is literally what helps me. So
yeah, I have to write everything down or I forget it.
Yeah. I literally will be like in bed at night and be like, oh, I forgot to do that. So that's why I have to have that list.
Yeah. So, okay. Social media. So I want to know, like, when did you start TikTok? When do you feel like it like took off? Like, when did you start Instagram? Your Instagram is goals, by the way, like your feed.
You.
And I don't, you have presets, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So like, tell me, like, when did you start everything and like, how did it get going?
Okay. So I probably started with Stingrays. Like, when I was on Stingrays, like, I was on this team called Apple. I really want to know if anybody knows like about Stingrays when they're listening, but
it's just a cheer team like in Georgia.
Yes. And like, Stingrays was just very like our, this is so funny because our team was known for like taking cute pictures, like all these cheer stand, you know how there's like stand accounts for YouTubers? Cheer has this thing where it's like cheer anonymous stand account. So they would post all Apple's pictures and they'd post our pictures and they'd be like, they have the cutest pictures, like blah, blah, blah. So like, I came into college, that was my senior year of college, of high school. So I came into college with that about 10K. And I remember like, my friends tell me now, all my friends are like, she has a K, like, oh my God. And I'm like, what? Like, I still wasn't really into, like, I didn't do YouTube at the time. I would make like year end videos. Like, I would do this thing where like, I had a little GoPro. I would film, like, just make year end videos for my cheer team and just show them. Like, I loved it. I just loved to do it. And then, I don't know. I don't know why I remember a specific point in time. I remember sophomore year, I hit 19K Instagram followers. I don't know why. I think I remember because I literally like spilled a glass of water when I said that or something and I was embarrassed. So I had that much. And then, okay, so junior year, okay, sophomore year is when I started actually vlogging. Like I have this video on my channel called Starting Up My YouTube Channel and I vlog 2 a days for cheer. Mm-hmm. They didn't do well. I didn't care. I just wanted to start vlogging. And like, I was scared. I was whispering. I was like, these seniors on my team are going to be like, what is she doing? Now it's funny because I'll literally walk into practice and they'll be like, practice. And everyone's like, hey, like, you know, like it's so chill now. Yeah. But yeah, so I started then and I just kept going. And like, that's my biggest tip to anybody is consistency. I'm sure yours is similar. Like mm-hmm. just no matter, I don't care if you're getting zero views, just keep posting and they'll come. You know what I'm saying? Like,
totally.
That's why I just kept posting and like, just kept going. And so junior year, this is when it really picked up. So me and my roommates, we are very close with the four of us. And I feel like that's a big aspect of it. A lot of people are like, you guys are goals, like we love your friendship. And like I just started mm-hmm. vlogging with them, having so much fun with them, like all this stuff. And we started TikTok. This is literally before TikTok, presets happened. Okay, sophomore year, I wanted to go abroad. In nursing you have a small window, so I want to do a Maymester. So I wanted to go abroad. My parents were like, you have to pay half of it, which rightfully so. It's like half, it's very expensive, you know? So mm-hmm. I was like, okay, like I need to learn how to make money because I simply don't have that money right now. So mm-hmm. my mom, I remember clearly, we were like going back and forth with ideas. She's so creative too. So like we would like go back and forth with ideas. Like she'd be like, let's like take pictures and like charge people to make a photo. Like, I don't know. She's like, make lemonade stand. I was like, okay, no, like nice, but like, I don't know. Like, and then so okay, this is the time I know y'all might know Aspen Ovar. Do you know her?
Mm-hmm.
So I just bought her presets and they were like $50. And when I tell you, everyone I knew was like, Anna, are you like, and this is when presets weren't a thing. I was the first person in my town to like buy them and be like, guys, like presets. And everyone was like, Anna, you're insane. You spent $50 on like a filter. And I was like, guys, just watch, like they're gonna
no be. I love hers. I use her. She's like my favorite YouTuber.
Yes, I literally loved them. And everyone then I started using them. I was like, what are you using, and like all this stuff. And so I was like, I told my mom, I was like, I think I'm gonna try to make my own preset. And she was literally laughed and she was like, okay honey, like you got it, but like what is that? Mm-hmm. And then within the first day I made them, I sold them within the first, I don't want to like say what I made, but like my parents were literally like jaw dropped. They're like, okay, like let's go, like you yeah. proved us wrong, like so mm-hmm. I don't know, I think I hit it at the right time. That kind of goes for YouTube. I was late to YouTube, but I think I hit presets at the right time because I was one of the first ones to do them. So that just soared because I remember like at the time I was dating somebody who went to Clemson and he would literally be like, these girls like will not stop coming up to me being like, they use your presets. Like I think it just word
no
it's just
way.
Insane because word spread. And like people go up and ask this girl who's preset, and then, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I think that's how I got a lot of exposure. And like people would like just go to my page to use my filters and then be like, oh, cute pic. Like maybe they thought cute pics. Let's totally. Follow. Like
I feel like presets like speak for themselves, you know, and girls can't help but be like, oh my God, like I love your pictures. Like what preset do you use? And then they're like, oh, Anna's. And then they're like, oh, I want to get those. And then they tell their friends and you know.
And I did that too. Like I would go to people's, and it's funny because I didn't even do it for exposure. I didn't even think it would give me any followers. Like I did it for like the money for abroad. And
yeah,
it's safe to say there's people who are making, I was like, hey guys, I earned my $50 back. So, you know, like it was just, totally. I was really proud of myself though, because like that was the first, like, it wasn't a product, but it like was, you know, like it was the first like
entrepreneurial thing.
Yes. So I was like, and like, I don't know, my dad, it's been crazy. Like my dad had to help me learn like taxes. I had no idea, like no idea. Yeah. So that was crazy to me, but I still don't think that was like where everything took off. Like that was definitely the start. Junior mm-hmm. year, we started, me and my roommate started TikTok, and that's when it was still like funny. Like we started as a joke, and I know everyone says that, but like we really did. Like we were just messing around. The first one that kind of went, it wasn't even cheer uniform. It was just, we were at a cheer event in like white dresses. The first mm-hmm. one that blew up was game day.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in our uniforms. We did like a little transition. Like I need to post a couple more of these throwbacks because like it literally, I remember we went to the cheer game and we just did it for fun. I barely had any TikTok followers. We get to halftime and I literally, my phone was like shit, like
blowing
it was insane
up.
Like, you know, on TikTok it says notification just now. I would scroll down and be like, just now. And I was like, no way. Like, I've never had anything go viral like that. So I was like, what in the world? Like, and I was showing my friends, and then like, it was just insane. And like, so we kept doing just game day TikToks, having fun. Like, we would, it's so funny. We would be the night before and like spray tans, like big t-shirts. We'd be like, okay guys, like, so we're going to do this move. We're going to like hit the, what? Like, we were strategically planning them out because we have a limited time on the field on game days, and like, people like them on the field. So it sucks this year because obviously I couldn't get that many good TikToks because we couldn't be on the field. But no, so it got to the point where towards the end of the year, like, I heard more. Like, and then it got up to like, I think I got like 200,000 TikTok followers in like a year. And like, it got to the point where I would be at game days and it'd be like, TikTok girl, like little kids yelling from across, like, can you make a TikTok of me? Like, and I was like, I can't believe I'm TikTok girl.
Crazy. Like,
and like, that's why it was so special to me when people come up to me at games and like, they're like, hey, I watch your YouTube. And I'm like, thank God. Like, I love
not TikTok.
Because it's funny because YouTube, I love when people come up and say TikTok too. Don't get me wrong. But I love when people say YouTube because you know how much work we put into a YouTube video, and a TikTok just accidentally blows up. And it's just crazy.
Yeah. I know you need to teach me like the TikTok ways, because I have like one TikTok on there and I'm like, this is so fun. Like, I want to make them, but I literally don't know how. You would be so embarrassed for me. The last TikTok I made like months ago, I had to edit on Final Cut because I like don't know how to use TikTok, and I didn't know how to like put a TikTok together. So I edited it on my computer and then like airdropped it to my phone and people were like, you are so old. You're like a grandma that you had to edit on your
editing
computer.
On your computer. That's hilarious, dude.
Isn't that really funny?
I will literally, when we hang out, I'll help you. But like, the thing is, like, my dancing, it's not for my dancing. It's literally, I don't know what it's for. It's just like funny ones that blow up. And that's why I love TikTok, because I feel like it's the least toxic social media. Like, I feel like I'll go on it when I'm sad and like, it'll just crack me up.
It's so funny. It puts me in a good mood. Yeah.
And it's not like, it's like people embracing their insecurities and like making fun of themselves almost. And I'm like, thank God. Like, it's so, I just love it.
I know
it.
It's less like comparison, feeling bad. And you know, on Instagram can make me feel like, you know.
Yeah. And I just love, it's the platform that people can accidentally blow up. Like, we just make, like, and I think it's so good. Like, there's this girl, Sienna. Have you ever seen her on TikTok?
No.
She's this very like, oh my gosh, we need to get you more on TikTok.
I know, I'm like so new to it.
It's like, she's this very she's just very body positive. Like, she blew up because she like did a video where she looked so good in the face, and then it went down and she was like shaking her belly out, and like, it was just she was like catfish, and like, it got like 40 million. Now she's known for like, hey guys, like, sit down, if you haven't eaten a meal, eat with me today, like, let's have fun. She's just, I just think it's
so
really
good
role models for kids. And like, totally. I don't know. I just feel like there's really good things out there. Don't get me wrong, there's some bad stuff, but like, I think that's my favorite app, honestly.
Yeah. I know. I feel like I'm still like new to TikTok, but I'll go on whenever I go in my TikTok hole and I'm scrolling for like 3 hours. Yes, there'll be like some questionable ones in there, but mostly it's like funny dog ones or just like body positive, like just good, funny stuff that puts me in a good mood, and not me like scrolling on Instagram being like, oh my God, I feel like crap. Like, I don't look like that. And you know what I mean?
And it's crazy. Yeah, I agree. And it's crazy because I feel like it just blew up out of nowhere. It came out of nowhere. Like, it's been like Instagram, YouTube for so long. I guess were you ever on Vine?
I don't think I made any Vines, but I remember back in the day looking at Vines and it was like really
funny.
Right.
And I feel like this kind of like took
it's
over.
It's
kind of
like
that.
Vine. Yeah.
It is. And
it
like,
is similar.
That's why I love it. I don't know, but it's really funny. I feel like, okay, this is my thing. Like, I don't know if you, like, my friends are different. I gravitate towards younger people. Like, a lot of, like, one of my best friends is like 2 years younger than me. I think it might be from cheer, because you, like, with the senior team, you have, like, 12-year-olds that level up and stuff. I don't know. I just gravitate towards younger people. So I think I know more about TikTok just because, like, a lot of my friends, like, a lot of my virtual friends, you know, virtual whatever we call them, like, a lot of them are younger than me. I just think, I wouldn't say I'm immature, but I just have a young spirit, you know?
So I can really relate to that. Like, all my friends in college are a year or two younger, and I feel like I've always, like, Mandy and her friends are,
right,
and it's so weird because she's way younger than me, but they always just have felt like my friends, and I feel like maybe I am a little immature, but I also just
I'm
feel
like fine.
I'm like 18 on the inside forever, so I so relate to that.
Same. Do you ever stress because I'm like, like, now that I'm 21, I'm like, I want to stop. Like, it's, it terrifies me. Like, I don't want to be 22, 20. Like, it scares me so bad. And I'm like, then what if I have to stop being like posting cute Instagram selfies? And I'm like, you know what? I feel like our generation is going to be the one to like change that stigma of like, you're old, stop posting. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's why I keep telling myself.
Like, I know. Anyone older listening to, older than us listening to this, sorry, you're so old. Offended. But I know, right as I turned like 22 and then 23, I was like, I think 22 was the birthday that like I stopped wanting it to be my birthday. Because 21 is so exciting. And then you're like, ooh, but like 22 isn't that special. And then I'm like, ew, why am I 23? And now like, I'm about to be 24. And I'm like, oh my God, like I'm so old.
I know, dude. Okay, you Max, like I feel like you're pretty put together, like have you just, you know, like for me, I feel like a lot of people relate to me, but like I just like I get like people are getting like just like engaged and people are getting married young, 20s, like people, and that's totally cool, but then here's me freaking out because I don't even know somebody. So I just think it's huge because I catch myself doing this, like you can't compare to the stages of life people are in. Like,
totally.
One of the people I look up to, Alicia Marie, I love watching her channel because they're like, I don't even know how, I think they're like mid, late 20s, like something like that, like mid 20s. And I just like, I feel like I would get along with them perfectly. Like they have such a young spirit. They're having fun. They're still doing YouTube. Like, and I want to do YouTube forever. I want to make it a family. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure you do too. So like, I just think that's inspiring to me too. Cause I'm like, honestly, I don't care. So what, when we're older, that goes again, when I hang out with younger people, like when we're older, like a couple years, like nobody knows when you're, you know, those adult friends your parents have that they're just like, they're a couple different years in age and it's not even a big deal, you know?
I know, I so relate with like, you're like, oh wait, I have to like grow up, or like, I don't want to grow. Cause now I'm like, oh, I'm about to be 24. Like, when can I like, when do I have to stop wearing like crop tops or like,
yeah. You know what I mean? But it's like, you don't. Like,
and I'm like, no, I'm not gonna. Like, I love them. Like, I feel comfortable in my cute little cropped hoodie.
Period. We should. Like,
I know. Okay. So we're going to keep the cropped situation going on. Like all our young clothes, we can wear them until we're like 50.
Perfect. We'll do it. 50.
So so this, you kind of answered it, but like, I'm the same as you where I'm like, I will be posting YouTube videos until I'm 85, like I forever. But do you, I mean, as long as YouTube like sticks around that long, which I hope it would, but have you ever thought about doing like social media full time? Or are you like, no, like I know I want to do nursing and social media. Like, do you have like future plans with all of this?
Yeah. When I tell you, the hardest thing for me is throughout my whole college career, adult, especially adults, you know how adults like think it's the most insane, spectacular thing in the world that you have this many followers. So everyone comes up to me, and even my friends and people, they're like, why is your major nursing? Like, why aren't you doing something on social media? And I'm like, stop, please stop. Because the more you tell me, the more I might agree. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like,
yeah,
I have to like, it's so hard for me because do you know how bad, like, okay, I'm struggling to talk because I think about this a lot. Like, you're literally hitting my thoughts daily, you know? I know I want to continue social media for the rest of my life. I know I don't want to stop this, but I really think I want to use my nursing major. Like, I want to get a job and I don't want to do it full time. I want it to be a mix of both. And I always tell myself, hey, if social media takes over, becomes your stable income, so be it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's kind of my mindset and that's the path I'm trying to stay on. But if it takes over, I would not be mad is what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah. I think that's a really good plan to have. And that reminds me of Brooke Michio, if you know her a lot. Cause school, she was like, oh, but like, I'm totally getting a job. Like, she actually came to Boston cause she was working at Oracle and she was just doing like social media on the side, but her job was full-time. So then she started to be like, oh my gosh, like this is way too much. Like my full-time, like 40-hour week job. And then social media, and then social media was like taking off. So she's like, okay, I'm just going to focus on this, like quit my job. And it was such a good decision for her. But I feel like so many people that are in college that like have social media, they're kind of like, wait, do I want to get a real job, you know, like traditional job, or do I want to like
stick with this. So it can be hard to figure out, but I think that's a good plan to start with, like, okay, let's do like part-time both, like see how it's going, like go from there. Cause you don't need to have it all figured out right away. And I always thought all of college that I was like, well, obviously I'm getting a real traditional job after college. Like that's what you do. Like you go to college for years, you get a job. And then it was probably end of my junior year, like senior year, where I was like, wait a minute. Like I'm paying for my freaking degree over here and I am like making enough money that I can just keep doing this. So like, let's try it out. Like keep going, see how it goes. And obviously like, I hate when people are like, oh, you like, how do you feel that you're not using your degree? And I'm like, well, I feel like I am because I was in marketing. So I feel like I use it every day. But also like, it's always there. And I'm really happy that I did go to college because it's something that I can always like pick up. Like if I want to get a real job or like a marketing job or work in social media, like later in life I can.
Okay. That's, I'm really glad you said that. That's really good advice. Like, I like how you still have it to fall back on. Like, yeah, you're doing so like, but you, okay, that's really good. So I think right now that's a good goal to have. Start, try doing both. If you feel like, if I feel like, hey, I can't handle this job and I really want to focus on social media because I feel like it can carry me, then I can, and I'll have it to fall back on. A lot of me also was looking, cause like, nursing, I've just seen a lot and it's terrifying me because it's 12-hour shifts. Some people work night shift and like, I'm just terrified if I work a night shift, I'm not going to be up all during the day. When am I going to film? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Liv was helping me. Liv is the most helpful person ever. We were on our drive back from Athens and she was like, Anna, you know, there's so many different fields of nursing. And so we started exploring and I found, I haven't even shared this yet because I just started doing research, but I found this thing called, it's literally called aesthetic nursing. And I was like, what? It's literally cosmetic nursing. So it's like lit, like they're both like they're injectors, they're laser hair removal, they're doing all this stuff. And I found the cutest, I find inspiration by finding people like me. And I found the cutest girls living in LA in their cute little scrubs. It's not 12-hour shift. It's out of a little private practice med spa. And I'm like, I could like, what if I do that? And like that way I could also incorporate my social media into it too, you know, because they're trying to get clients in California, which is where I want to live. You know, there's so many clients. And so that's kind of what's motivating me right now. You know, I'm not saying that's my perfect plan, but I'm kind of, I just got really excited about it. And I was like, you just got to find what excites you and work towards that. So I think that'd be really cool to work towards. Yeah.
That's so cool that you found that. Cause I feel like there are so many options within nursing. Like obviously there's so many different areas you can go into and it's nice. Cause I know specifically how flexible nursing can be. Like, I know you have the really long shifts, but actually so many of the girls here, like a lot of the wives and girlfriends of like hockey players. And I know like other sports too, they will be nurses because that you can find
it's like 3 days everywhere. A week. Yeah.
And yeah, like it can be really flexible. Like I remember last year, one girl would come to the games and then she'd be like, all right guys. And she'd have to like go to do her like night shift for like nursing after the games. And so it's like, you can make it flexible.
Yeah.
And work and social media around it kind of.
That's what's so great, I think, because it is so flexible and I forget that. Like I have to sit down and be like, okay, like it's like there's so many different options. So I'm really excited that like I do have that option. Like I don't have to use it right away. Like they're so in demand, like especially now, like it's like job security is what everyone says. But I am excited about, because like when I think about that cosmetic nursing, like I think it's really like, first of all, okay, unless you like botch or whatever, but there's not really sad things. Like it's not like they're sick, you know. And like I don't know, I just feel I've been and it's like fun like researching and stuff, but it's crazy because that I'll listen to videos and they'll be like, yeah, I didn't use anything from nursing school, but you have to get your RN license. And I was like, that's crazy. That's just crazy to me.
I'm gonna say you're done in May, but you have your fall semester. So are you gonna stay in Columbia like through the fall, and then do you want to stay in Columbia after that, or do you want to go like back to Georgia?
So I don't want to stay in Columbia. I love Columbia for college, but like I'm out. Yeah. And then I could live in Atlanta. I've always wanted to, but I've told my dad's so on board. Like it's been my dream. And I know everyone says this, but like to move to California, like every time I go there, and I'm not saying directly LA, maybe, but like I've also thought of like Orange County, just outside like Newport, all those areas, Laguna.
Yeah.
Like it's been my dream. Like I've never wanted something more. And like forever, like whenever I go there, I'm just so happy. And so like, that's just my goal. And I feel like, why not do it while, number one, I can afford it to like, just with everything I've been like working on. And number two, like, while I'm young and single, like, I just don't see any, like, I'm not tied down. Like, you can get a nursing job anywhere. And I have the social media, honestly, will probably help me better there. So like, I don't know. And my dad's so on board. He's like, yeah, we can go this summer, look for, even internships. If I want to go to like a med spa and like look at house, like little apartments. And I'm excited. Cause like, I feel like I'm hoping it'll be easier to find. Cause I feel like nowadays I could literally post a TikTok and be like, anyone looking for a roommate? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I guess I'm going to do. Cause I don't know. I'm just excited. Like, I love the new. It's terrifying, but I have to see the new. I went out a limb with going to college and here I am. Like, I'm so happy. Like, my life is so like, I'm just so happy that I took that risk. So I really just want to take this risk. And like, if I don't, nobody hold me to it. What if I live in Atlanta a couple of years and do that? That's exciting too. You know, it's a city, but that's my goal. And that's what I plan on doing.
It's so, okay, please go live in Laguna or like Orange County so I can visit. Cause it's like my favorite place.
Please do come visit, because I literally want to, like, I can't wait till this pandemic like is over, because I just like the air there is just better. Like, everything, I'm just on cloud nine. Everyone hold me to it. Everyone say,
be in Laguna.
Anna, you're going.
We literally covered like everything. I can't believe how quick this went by.
Thank you for having me on here. I'm so happy we got to do this. And
yeah, of course. You know,